Hi, I'm Brian Michael Page, and this is the Christos Vincit Podcast, a member of Disciples with Microphones and the Christos Vincit Network. Podcast number 13.
Christos Vincit, Christos Regnat, Christos Imperat.
Hello and welcome. Today is Sunday, February 5th, 2006, the fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time. The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And the Lord is slowly binding up a wound for both my wife and myself, that being an addiction to cigarettes. After 25 years of my wife smoking and 28 years of me smoking, both of us are now on our fourth consecutive day without a cigarette. Don't applaud. Don't get your hopes up. All I ask is that you please pray for our continued strength and to continue our quest to permanently kick the cigarette habit. We have the music list for this weekend. Kind of kept things rather easy this week, except for one new text set to a familiar tune. Our introit hymn today was Praise the Lord, Ye Heavens, Adore Him. Text was based on Psalm 148, actually comes from what they call the Plymouth Hospital collection. I believe it's like 1796 or something it was written. Now, why the music issue had it set to the hymn tune, Hymn to Joy, is beyond me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the Beethoven tune, just like any other standard tune. But I just can't picture these, you know, that text and that tune together. I think Haydn's Austria hymn tune would have made a far better fit. Worship 2, which is not out of print, uses Praise the Lord, Ye Heavens, Adore Him, to the tune Austria. I just think it's a lot more majestic. The glory, of course, was from Peliquin's Mass of the Bells. The antiphon for today's psalm, Praise the Lord Who Heals the Brokenhearted, was the setting that was found in the Missalette, that is, today's Missal, by Oregon Catholic Press. And the verses, Psalm 147, was set to Psalm Tone 5. The Alleluia was the setting by Gregory Murray, with the verse of the day sung Psalm Tone 8G. Now, for the offertory, we did something rare. We actually used the familiar Amazing Grace. Actually goes rather well with the Gospel of today, which speaks of driving out demons. Actually, a better choice, and I wish OCP hadn't stopped including it a few years back. I wish they'd bring it back. Is one called Thou Whose Almighty Word, which is sung to the same tune as Come Thou Almighty King. The Sanctus and Agnus Dei was taken from the People's Mass by Jan van Olst. The Anamnesis was the usual Latin Mortem Tuum Annuntiamus Domine. And, of course, for the Amen, we used the triple Danish Amen. And then the sacramentary chant for the Lord's Prayer. Today's communion was partially based on the first option for the communion proper out of the Roman Missal. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. This hymn was particularly written for the 41st Eucharistic Congress, which was held in Philadelphia in 1976. The text was written by, of course, the well-known poet, especially back then, Omer Westendorf. Remember him? Anybody remember Omer Westendorf? All those texts he wrote back in the 60s? Sing praise to our Creator, sent forth by God's blessing. Not to be confused with his other recessional text, God's Blessing Sent Us Forth. And as well as his own text to such familiar titles as We Gather Together and A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Well, he wrote the text to Gift of Finest Wheat. And then the tune was written by Robert Krutz, who, he's given us some really great Vatican II, post-Vatican II music. However, he's probably best known for Gift of Finest Wheat. There's also a tune name and copyright owner switch around over the years. The original name of the tune was Eucharistic Congress, which later got switched to the name Bicentennial, since it was written on the same year as our nation's Bicentennial. And the original copyright holder was the Board of Governors, 41st Eucharistic Congress. Copyright was later transferred to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Now, finally, the recessional hymn was Jesus, the Very Thought of You. This was formerly known as Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee. I wish they would have kept it that way. I'm not exactly crazy over text changes like that. However, the translation is based on the Latin Jesu Dulcis Memoria, give or take a few alterations. The tune is St. Agnes, written by John Baccius Dykes. Yes, the same John Baccius Dykes that gave us the familiar tune at Nicaea for Holy, Holy, Holy. St. Agnes is also the tune used with a much more familiar text, Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless. Don't go away, we'll be back.
St. Gregory Nazianzen calls upon us to become like Christ, since he became like us. I'm Father Seraph Bishoner, and I invite you to join me in the Lenten and Easter journey as we strive to convert our lives, to acknowledge our need for God's mercy, and to grow in holiness. Along the way, we will meditate upon the words of Scripture and the Church Fathers in the spirit of the Eastern Church. In Jesus Christ, God became human, so that we might become God. This is our purpose. This is the journey of theosis, to conform our lives to the Lord's, and so to be filled with His grace. To subscribe to the Theosis Podcast, visit the website at isidorescorner.com/theosis. That's isidorescorner.com/theosis. Or click on the link at catholicunderthehood.com. Be a partaker of God's nature.
Today I'd like to rewind my personal clock back to November 19th, 2002. At that time I was at Holy Name of Jesus Church in Providence, which was, we were 2 years into their first hardbound hymnal since the 1965 People's Mass Book. In the summer of 2000, while I was there, we had bought Worship 3rd edition from GIA Publications. At that time, of course, we were thinking, you know, it's the best move a parish could make. Getting out of the throwaways and into a hardbound permanent hymnal. Now, of course, we were using, when I first got there, we were using the OCP missal and music issue. And I'm thinking, you know, what the heck is a parish with a Tridentine Mass doing with a throwaway like the music issue, which is mostly contemporary? Well, after a year of service at Holy Name, I managed to make a very successful sales pitch to Father Kevin Fassett, who was the pastor then. Well, with my departure in August 2003 and Father Fassett being reassigned to another parish in July 2004, guess what? The Worship 3s are still in the pews. It's not the first successful sales pitch I've made to a pastor to go hardcover. Let's rewind a little bit further. Let's go back to the summer of 1990 when I was music director of Precious Blood Church in Woonsocket, Rhode Island. I had made a similar sales pitch to the late Father René Gagné for Worship 2 while it was still in print. Now, let's rewind even a little bit further back than that. Let's go to late summer 1977. I was 13 years old back then, and for the first time in a while, you know, after moving with my parents to Cumberland, I had come back to Central Falls, spent a weekend over at my grandmother's, and I went to Mass at nearby St. Matthew's Church. It was probably maybe the first time in about a year I'd been to St. Matthew's in Central Falls. Now, Central Falls is this little city in Rhode Island. It's just a little over a square mile in area, but also manages to crowd in about 18,000 people. Well, St. Matthew's had it all. A 70-rank Casavant Frères pipe organ that could be played from one of two consoles, a three-manual console downstairs, or the four-manual console upstairs. Yes, both consoles play the same case. And for the first time since the mid-60s, our parish prays and sings, I had encountered, yes, a hardbound hymnal in a Catholic church. Worship 2. I was really praying that this was the denominational hymnal for Roman Catholics. After all, the Episcopalians had their own hymnal, Hymnal 1940 at that time. And in Worship 2, you know, you open up the book and you see the cover page there. It says right there, Worship 2, a hymnal for Roman Catholic parishes. And to boot, it was, they were top quality hymns, top quality mass ordinaries, top quality psalm settings. Far better than what missalettes were offering at the time. But to my disappointment, the denominational hymnal concept didn't quite happen. Instead, in these wonderful United States where competition prevailed also amongst Catholic publishers. The Catholic publishers' competition for worship aids in the pew got big. You got the big three, World Library, GIA, and Oregon Catholic Press. And then on a smaller scale, you have one called a liturgical press, but with a very much a quality product. So I guess forget the denominational hymnal idea for now, at least in the States. Anyways, let's fast forward back to November 19th, 2002. In an issue of a magazine called Rite, that's R-I-T-E, published by Liturgy Training Publications, I had stumbled onto this article by Brian Carmody, who is the Assistant Director of Worship for the Archdiocese of Detroit, and every now and then he'll pop up on Yahoo Messenger, and every now and then he and I will chat. Well, the article in Rite was it focused on disposable versus permanent worship aids, and even went as far as asking for feedback from its writers. I couldn't have been happy enough to submit my piece. Well, the first of three blocks was called What's Your Story? And this was my reply. During the summer of 2000, after a year at my current parish, at that time it was Holy Name, I made a presentation to my then pastor in hopes to change our worship aids from OCP's Today's Missal and Music issue to GIA's Worship 3. The cost factors that Brian Carmody illustrated via chart are very similar to the presentation I sent to my pastor. Needless to say, with the pastor realizing that the money must be spent now but will far saved in a few years, coupled with the fact that being in a parish that uses mostly traditional repertoire, one of our masses is in Latin, why are we using a resource that is about 80% contemporary? My presentation succeeded rather quickly. Because of this, we are now entering our third year of utilizing a worship aid that, one, will stick to us for about 10 years or so, at least, providing the pastor sticks around that long. Two, is saving us thousands in the next few years. Three, provides the congregation with higher quality psalms. And four, fits the traditional needs of our parish. By the way, I showed the article in Rite to my pastor this morning, and he proudly reported that yes, he too has recently been seeing the savings realized. Incidentally, you know, I had sent the copy to my reply to Father Fassette, who had replied in total agreement. He, you know, he wrote back basically saying, "That's right. Disposable worship aids means disposable liturgy."
Wait, for who to come on the radio?
Now, the next block was called By Heart, to which I wrote, "You ask if our parish sings mostly by heart. It's actually a mix here. Our parish is very good at opening up hymnals, but is also very good at picking up refrains, psalm responses, hymns with antiphons that we use during the reception of communion, etc., without the aid of a hymnal. Such is also the case with the parish's gospel choir, which sings at our 9 o'clock Mass 3 Sundays a month. The gospel choir rehearses to the point where they do not need to hold a piece of music 80 to 90% of the time. And the congregation at this Mass often follows the repetitions and whatnot, or simply just claps to the beat. And then, of course, you have your benediction people, the ones who know two different settings of O Salutaris Hostia, Werner and Duguet, two different settings of Tantum Ergo Sacramentum, the tune St. Thomas, and the Mode 3 chant the Panange Lingua. Note both of these hymns are in Latin. And, of course, at least the first verse of Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. On the normal course of traditional music, people gladly lift up their hymnal and sing well at both our English Masses and at our traditional Latin Mass, giving full praise to God. Now, a little side note, some of the gospel choir's repertoire is also drawn from another GIA hardbound hymnal, Lead Me, Guide Me. As some of you are probably asking, why a gospel choir? Well, it's a demographics thing, you see. About half the population of Holy Name is African American and Cape Verdean. And the gospel choir had its own director, and still does. At the time I was there, it was Kurt Browning. Now I think it's Matt Santos, I'm not very sure.
No, she didn't go.
Finally, the block, Touchy what? Subject, to which I replied, I am very much in favor of permanent hymnals over disposables, not only because of cost savings in the long run, but because of annual waste savings as well. Take, for example, OCP's music issue. Of the hymns included in the music issue, about 2 to 3% of the music in the next issue is added for the first time. To make room for this minuscule addition, that same percentage of what might have been used in your parish or might not will be dropped. Hymnals, on the other hand, will provide a lasting repertoire, usually about 10 years, unless the pastor that has supported the hymnals gets reassigned and replaced by a pastor who doesn't. You don't have to worry about losing a few good hymns to replace a few new ones. And with your savings, you can get copyright permission several times over for those new pieces. So there you go. Do the math. Then present the pastor your charts, line graphs, pie graphs, rubber chicken graphs, and pitch your sale. There's only one thing you might want to be careful of. Notice that the article I responded to is now over 3 years old, and there wasn't as much talk back then as there is now about the push for a retranslation of the Novus Ordo Missae. You might want to hold off just for a little bit, kind of play the bishops a little bit, you know, see how long it's going to take to get this new translation through. You wouldn't want to have it just be our luck now that you buy a new hymnal, and just about every hymnal in print has the order of Mass, and then find out it become obsolete by way of new translation, whatever that might be. Let's pray this new translation goes through. It goes through soon, but this time is done right. Here's some brand new music from yours truly. piece you just heard was a brand new hymn tune that I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. I haven't assigned any given text to it yet. The meter is 7676D. Could actually even adapt it to make it a CMD, common meter double, or 8686D. I might just look for some decent text, and we'll say like cyberhymnal.org. That's got a whole bunch of text, a lot of them you never even heard of. Some of them might even have some good Catholic theology in it, and better than some of the crap you see in these music issues and other worship aids today. But I might just see what kind of a text might just fit this tune. I haven't named the tune yet either, so right now it's just a generic 7676D tune.
It's parody time!
Today's episode of Parody Time is brought to you by Liturgy for Ignoramuses. This is a tutorial. It's a tutorial that you would need if you are new to attending Mass. You need to understand the liturgy. In this tutorial, Liturgy for Ignoramuses, you get tips on what to expect, what to avoid, and what to do if something bad happens. Like, say, Mass is being celebrated by a priest of the wrong gender. Liturgy for Ignoramuses, available exclusively at The Curt Jester, www.splendoroftruth.com/curtjester. Scroll down the sidebar to the archives and select September 2003. A couple of shows ago, we focused on some parodies of Mass setting titles. And what we're going to do on this show for parodies, we have some actual hymns. And this is the same two of us, Jay Ricketts and myself. Page 1 of 8. And this page that was on one of the sites, we had 5 different hymns in there. The first one is one that was written by Jay. In light of this hymn called A Living Faith, which GIA is using in its most recent hymnals to replace Faith of Our Fathers, in an attempt to promote such crap like inclusive language, Jay took this hymn a step further with a hymn of the same tune called Faith of Our Relatives. Well, here's the second verse. Faith of our cousins and cousinettes, they haven't seen a Sunday Mass yet. Weddings and funerals, a baptism or two. But Sundays they golf or stay home and get stewed. Faith of our relatives, lightweight faith. We might just improve this song to death. Faith of our relatives became quite the hit on some of the boards for a while. And then, to ensure a sense of reality, I came up with this takeoff on whatsoever you do. Whatsoever you do to the least of the others, don't you do it to me. When I was hungry, you gave me a taco. When I was thirsty, you gave me a beer. Now enter into the insane asylum. Then there were those who protested the Snowbird statement. And you had such songs like this one, sung to the tune of Morning Has Broken. Morning has broken, like the first morning. Snowbird has spoken, stuck in old time. Monkeys in Utah grinding their organs, passing the hat and making a thin dime. And then this collaboration, set to the tune of Oh God, Our Help in Ages Past. Oh God, the bird stuck in the past, like 26 years back. So now, in tyrant stormy blasts, I give it this wise crack. I like this one in verse 6. I like it full, I love it loud, some brass and timpani. But they can't pass a beggar's hat, like any chimpanzee. And finally, this little ditty on how great thou art. O Lord my God, I made an awesome blunder. I had 3 beers before the morning mass. I tried to sing, the mic was making feedback, when from my mouth, my words were balls of gas. Then burps my soul, my stomach talks to me, how good the drink, how great the gas. And then the fourth verse kind of told the end result, what the aftermath of verse one, shall we say. Perhaps some snacks, some pretzels, or some beer nuts might fill the gap where once I held my beer. Then, oh my God, the good Monsignor told me, my contract would not be renewed next year. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre.
One item of note for anyone in the southern New England area who's listening. Newman Congregational Church recently purchased a brand spanking new Alban Galanti organ, and the dedicatory recital will be held on Friday, February 24th at 7 p.m., and it'll be put on by well-known concert organist John Rose. Featured works will be the works of composers César Franck, Johann Sebastian Bach, Charles Vidor, and Louis Vien. Newman Congregational Church is located at the junction of Routes 114 and 152 in East Providence. That's Pawtucket Avenue and Newman Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Christus Vigit is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy. It's the things we like to speak of, and some good, clean, fun, heavenly. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? Bonian Christus Vigit and hair, for Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vigit leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But you got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vigit. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay. By the way, if you haven't voted for Christus Vigit yet, now is the time. Every month you can renew your vote. Look for the Podcast Alley logo on our sidebar and just click on it. This will help us spread the word. We're at a good pace right now. For all of January, we got a grand spanking total of 5 votes. So far, here we are only 5 days in February, and we've already gotten 4. It's a much better pace. Go to Podcast Alley now and get your vote in. Make it a monthly habit. Matter of fact, it's a much better monthly habit than, we'll say, paying bills. Ugh. Christus Vigit is a member of
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Christus Vigit is also a member of the Christus Vigit Network, original music, parish music ministry, blog, and this here podcast. Check out our new lovely green message board while you're at it. It will stay green until March 1st, which is Ash Wednesday. On that day, it turns purple. Be the first to drop us a line, or two, or three. www.christusvigit.net. Thank you very much for joining us today. Join us again for more Christus Vigit podcasting. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Christus Vigit, Christus Regnat. Christus impera.